Good morning. It's 8:15 on Thursday, June 13th. And I'd like to call the meeting of the Iowa State Civil Service Commission to order. I want to note we do have a quorum with two members present. We do have two items on the agenda, certification of hiring list for position of police officer and the certification of promotion list for positions of police sergeant and police lieutenant. Staff discussion.
Well, I'll just give a little bit of information on the first agenda item. So the first agenda item is the hiring list for entry-level police officer. So our current list, or our former list, was certified on February 9th of 24, and that included six candidates. We started this process at the end of April with a May 10th deadline, and you can tell from the EEO report that we had a total of 39 applications included in this cycle. So we then spent a couple of weeks in May kind of cycling those who needed to still complete either the post and or the PT test through that process. We did have a number of candidates who were either certified or who had already successfully completed those assessments within the established time frame to have those scores be acceptable for our process. And ultimately, there were 14 candidates who were eligible for interview. We did have one last-minute withdrawal, and that was a certified candidate who had just kind of reconsidered their interest in relocating at this time. So 13 candidates were interviewed earlier this week, and we're now coming to you with a recommended hiring list of seven candidates. Five of those candidates are certified law enforcement officers, which is really exciting to have that number of certified candidates interested in successfully completing our process. And for the first time, we have more female candidates than male candidates on a hiring list, which is also kind of an exciting aspect of this list. So I don't know if you have any questions for me or Tracy or the chief, but that is kind of the background that brings us to you today with the recommended hiring list for police officer.
I have no questions. You?
I have no questions. Sounds like a smooth process.
Yes, agreed.
You might recognize one of the names at the top of the list.
I do.
His mother was the first sergeant on our department.
Really? Mm-hmm. How
first
cool is that?
Female sergeant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How cool.
So, any other discussion? Is there a motion to certify the hiring list of the position of police officer?
Yes, I have a motion to certify.
And I second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
No opposed? The motion passes. Okay. The second item on the agenda is the certification list, promotion list for positions of police sergeant and police lieutenant. Is there any discussion from staff?
I'll just recap that one briefly too. So as you recall from the meeting where we brought the proposal to you, we actually exhausted both of these lists by promoting the candidates who were on them before the two-year expiration date. And given that there is a pending retirement coming up very soon now, we did have a need to reestablish lists for these two ranks. That's why we only have these two ranks that didn't come forward with a captain process, because the captain's list is not exhausted and does not expire for several months yet. So we did have two candidates participate in the lieutenant process. That was the same number of candidates that we had last time, and that's a pretty limited pool to begin with. So we felt okay about that. It was pretty good. We did panel interviews for the lieutenant candidates on May 14th and the assessment center on May 16th. For the sergeants, we had eight candidates, which was up from our last process. We had only four candidates interested in participating last time around, so we were very encouraged by the increased number of participants in the sergeant promotional process this time around. We held assessment centers for those candidates on May 14th and 15th and did panel interviews on May 16th. So the lists that are being presented to you for certification reflect their rank ordering by score, by total weighted scores of the assessment centers and the panel interviews in the interview process. Mm-hmm. And so if you have any questions, we'd be happy to answer those.
I do not.
The only question I have is how many, or do we know how many sergeants were eligible to take the lieutenant's promotional exam?
So we have, I do. I'll work through it here with you because I don't know it off the top of my head. But I think we have, and feel free to chime in here, Karen. I think we have 9 sergeants. Let's see. That sounds about right. 3 of those sergeants were newly promoted, so those wouldn't be eligible. 2 of our current sergeants are knocking on retirement's door, so they weren't. I think I think that would have left us with 4 that I can think of that would have been eligible, and 2 of them just decided it wasn't something they were interested in at the time, and then the other 2 did. So again, it's a very limited pool. And then, as of course you guys know, for the captain's process, even more limited. We do allow, since I've been here, we've allowed sergeants to participate in the captain's process because we only have 5 lieutenants. Mm-hmm. And some of them aren't eligible because of the degree requirement. So it's typically, I would say those numbers for the lieutenant's assessment are always going to be around that. I would guess there probably wouldn't be too many more. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that, Karen?
Yeah, I think that captured it perfectly.
Okay. The sergeants list, so not to belabor the point, but I think we're all very excited about the numbers. Mm-hmm. Twice as many as we had last time. That was one of my concerns last time, that we're trying to figure out why we weren't generating interest in that position. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, we got twice the interest, and we're really excited about that list. So
very good.
Exciting.
Okay, any other questions or discussion? Is there a motion to certify the hiring list for the position of, or the promotional list for the positions of sergeant and lieutenant on the police department?
I motion to certify.
And I second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
No opposed. The motion does pass. Is there any other discussion? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I said nothing for me.
Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn.
And I second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And no opposed. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Okay.